Why Christians don't have to fear the darkness. Hello, if you've ever felt weighed down when things get dark, whether it's in the middle of the night, during a tough season, or when spiritual shadows creep in, you're not alone. We don't have to live scared of the dark because Jesus has already flipped the script. The Bible doesn't shy away from darkness. It always points to something bigger, something stronger. That light doesn't just flicker. It shines right through the thickest gloom, and the darkness can't stop it. Let's start with a core truth that sets the tone for everything. It says in John 1 verse 5, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it." This isn't some feel-good declaration. It's a bold declaration about Jesus. When he came into the world, he brought light that pushes back against every form of darkness, sin, fear, confusion, evil. The darkness tried to swallow it up, but it didn't succeed. So the shadows don't win, no matter how intense they feel. Jesus always wins. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life." Following him isn't about pretending the dark doesn't exist. It's about walking through it with a lantern that never goes out. In a pitch black room, the darkness doesn't fight back. It just disappears where the light hits. That's what believers are like. Our guide is the one who created light, so we don't have to be afraid. It's even more personal in Psalm 27 verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear?" When enemies were closing in, when life seemed overwhelming, David wrote this. He didn't say the darkness wasn't real. He said the light is greater. That changes how we face scary nights, uncertain futures, or spiritual battles. You don't fear when you remember who holds the light. The Bible covers all of it. Sometimes it's literal, like anxiety keeping you up at 3 a.m. Sometimes it's metaphorical, like depression, doubt, temptation, or feeling distant from God. There's a prophecy in Isaiah 9 verse 2 that a great light will appear in the darkness, which points straight at Jesus. When he came, he lit up everyone's path. We're encouraged to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light in Romans 13 verse 12. It's active. We step into the light when we step into faith, reject sin, and trust God. Another angle is spiritual darkness, like Ephesians 6 verse 12 describes as powers and principalities in the unseen realm. Rather than running or hiding, Paul tells us to stand firm with the full armor of God. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, they light up the battlefield. Satan and his forces thrive in secrecy and fear, but when Jesus is called, they scatter. As 1 John 4 verse 4 reminds us, "Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world." That inner light is stronger than any darkness outside. Even when we go through valleys where God feels hidden, like in Psalm 23, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me." Note it's the shadow of death, not death itself. Shadows are scary because they look big and menacing, but they're just absences of light. When the shepherd is there, they don't seem as scary. We're not always out of a valley, but he walks right alongside us, turning fear into comfort. Let scripture be a daily reminder of how to live this out. Pray honestly about your fears. Ask God to shine his light into those corners. Find other believers to encourage you. Worship can help too. Music that lifts Jesus up can cut through gloom like nothing else. In forgiveness, sin loves darkness, but confession brings everything to the light. There's no need to fear the darkness for Christians because darkness isn't ultimate. It was Jesus who entered the darkest moment on the cross, absorbed every sin, every shadow, and risen victorious. After a weekend of darkness, light exploded in the tomb. The same resurrection power lives in us through the Holy Spirit. No night is too long, no storm too fierce, because the light always shines. Next time darkness presses in, take a deep breath, whisper John 1 verse 5, and keep walking. You're not alone in the shadows. You're carrying the light that conquers.